You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darden.
And you're listening to You've Got Issues.
Well,
we just had a caller and we just missed it, but that's fine. Too bad. So guys, happy October 18th. Time is flying by. Cannot believe it's almost November and that we have 6 weeks left of the semester, which is literally unreal.
It's going to be a long 6 weeks.
Yeah, I have a lot of work this week, but...
A lot of work.
We're fine. So Hannah and I have a lot to discuss this week.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to discuss. Oh, we actually have a caller already. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Oh, it's not on. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, I have an issue.
Hello.
What's up?
So, we went to the Chipotle today, and my friend actually threw her keys out of the garbage, and then we realized on the drive back, we decided that we would go and, like, pick up her keys and go through the garbage, and first Chipotle thought we were prank calling them, so they hung up on us, so we were just going to drive there, and my car broke down, and it's so broken that the dumpster didn't even work. I'm waiting for AAA, who laughed at me because I didn't know anything about cars, and I didn't know where to be towed.
How long have you been waiting for AAA to come?
Literally for, like, over an hour and a half now, and I went back, and they were like, oh, is this whoever? And I was like, yeah, and they're like, oh. And then we literally had to hang up on them, they're being so rude.
So
AAA won't take me to take the other car at all.
So your car just died randomly?
It's like really broken, and Chipotle literally will not take our calls, and they threw out her keys.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
god. Freaking out.
Is your wallet attached to your keys, or is it just your keys?
No, just keys.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I mean, the good thing is you can always get another key, but those are expensive.
This year? Yep. Yeah, this is like a really bad day. We're just wondering if you have any good advice, you know, to maybe cheer us up.
I'm still typing with
it. Well, I guess you just have to wait it out for AAA. I would try to keep calling Chipotle, or maybe have one of your friends run there and tell them the issue.
Yeah, they lost our number.
Maybe you guys should separate, though. Yes,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, we were thinking about that, but, you know, we're pretty inseparable.
You're pretty inseparable. Okay, well, do us a favor. If AAA decides to come, call us back. Maybe put him on the phone, and we can talk to him.
I definitely will. I'm going to give you their number, and they'll probably could call you to vent about me.
Awesome. Perfect. Good luck, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck.
Guys.
Well,
that's an awful situation, Hannah.
My car has never broken down, knock on wood. But if it ever does, like, I'm going to be a wreck.
My car has broken down many, many times. So, Hannah and I, first topic we're going to talk about. So, sorry we missed you guys last week. We actually, just kidding, we have another caller. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. My name is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
I'm from the University. So, recently, my girlfriend broke up with me. And this is a week ago. And I've been really, I know, it's been really bad. I've been really distraught over it. And, I mean, I haven't even gone to any of my classes, and so...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so recently, this past weekend, I go home, and, you know, I've never done this before, but I take a look at my dog, and I say, hey, you know what? Why the fuck not, right? You might as well. So, I mean, we go into my room, and the peanut butter comes out. Pants come off. I slip it in. I gave it a shot. I slipped it right in.
Excuse me?
Into my dog.
Oh my god.
Not bad. I have to say, not
that,
bad at all.
That's disgusting. I'm gonna be honest. Please never do that again. I think that's that must be dog abuse.
No, it was actually a great time.
Listen, I'm sorry that your ex broke up with you. Obviously, that's a hard time. We'd love to talk to you about
helping
with that issue, but then referring to your dog to help you is just not right at all.
That's why my dog's there, though, for me, though, right? It's my best friend.
No, not really.
So, please never do that again.
Okay. Maybe one more time.
That's 100%
dog abuse. No, not one more time. definitely. Okay. That's a definite no-no.
All right. Thanks for the advice.
Of course. You're welcome. Ew.
I just don't have words right
people
now.
People like that make me disgusted.
I'm just
world.
Really confused on who can make up that or say that story. Okay, so for those of you that don't know, Hannah and I were not here last week because we were actually in the city at CBS Radio.
Well, we had fall break.
We had fall break.
And during fall break, we visited CBS Radio, which was
Wait,
part
Hannah,
of
I'm going to have to pause you for a second. We have a caller. Steve got issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, how are you? This is Tareem Jobbers.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I've had better days. Well, I've got a problem.
What's your issue?
So my issue is that I work at Six Flags, actually, when I'm not attending classes.
That's fine.
And I'm the guy that starts the ride for Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a lot of girls come over to and wait online next to me.
Okay.
And I get my hopes up, and I think they're going to talk to me, maybe ask me for my number, but all they keep doing is farting on me. And the deal is Six Flags is giving them deals for these meals, and they're taking advantage of it. But that's not my problem.
Okay.
My problem is that I'm enjoying the aroma of farts in my nostrils.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, can you say that one more time?
I'm enjoying the aroma of the farts in my nostrils.
Okay.
Like, I'm enjoying it. I'm getting pleasure from it.
I'm just so confused right now.
Well, Six Flags is giving them deals, and the meals are really buttery and...
Yeah, okay.
It's just... And there's a wart on this one girl, and she keeps coming back. And the wart is getting bigger, and the farts are getting smellier.
Okay, well, you know what?
So what should I do?
And you find this an issue?
I'm getting pleasure from the farts.
And you find getting pleasure from the farts an issue?
Yes, I believe that's an issue, and that's what you guys are for, right?
That is why we're here. I mean... Listen, I would say that's an issue if I had to decide whether something was an issue or not an issue.
Yes, agreed.
I don't even know really where to go with that because I'm not a nose doctor.
I think that if you are getting pleasure from that, I don't know what the
Maybe,
problem is.
Yeah.
What's the problem, though?
But it's just
kind of...
I don't see why there's a problem.
Because I'm enjoying the smell of farts.
So maybe that's just your thing.
And now.
No, I don't get it. What maybe that's your thing.
To take my 7 o'clock shift tomorrow morning, and smelling my farts from my wart woman.
Okay.
Goodbye.
So what's the problem?
Aiden's.
They hung up on me.
Right.
Wait, I don't understand the problem.
I guess he just doesn't want to have that enjoyment. Because it's kind of an odd one.
Okay, yeah, for sure. That's just very weird.
But each to their own, you know?
Yeah,
agreed. Except when it comes to dogs.
Yeah, that's just not okay. All right, we have another caller. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hello, is this Pod Dietics?
Sorry?
Excuse me?
Is this Pod Dietics?
Is this you have the wrong number.
Yeah.
No, I got some business with Pod Darcy.
No, okay.
Okay, so, we visited CBS Radio, as we were saying before, during fall break, which was an awesome experience. We did it with Lafayette Career Services, and we visited an alumni, and she basically had a bunch of the radio professionals that work there come and talk to us, and the office was in New York City. It was so cool. It had like some of our favorite stations, like 92.3 in it.
92.3, 101.1, 102.7, and 1010 Winds.
Yeah, so that was really cool. And basically, they gave us some good advice. We definitely asked questions to help us with our radio show, and they kind of told us like things like to be authentic and practice, yeah. which we try to do with you guys. And then another thing they talked about was how radio is definitely moving towards podcasts. And I think podcasts are actually really cool.
I think they're cool, but I feel like they, at the same time, like, they kind of take away from the effect of what a talk like show a is. Live.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Because podcasts, you can, like, can't you edit podcasts and stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, you can, and that's annoying.
But I mean, you can, but I feel like also some people don't. They just do what, wherever their show goes.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think there's something cool about doing it live right now, yeah. and kind of just doing it on the spot. And the cool thing about what we do is we don't know who's going to call us and what issues they're going to talk Bring. About. And okay, so we have another caller. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi.
Hello.
So last week.
Okay. Well, okay, we're going to continue. So, I don't know.
Another thing CBS Radio talked about was how, like, the radio hosts kind of become your friend. Like, you feel like they're your friend. And I thought that was a cool idea. I mean, I personally don't follow just one radio, like, host that I feel like I'd have a connection. But, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like definitely, like, people that commute do, and I could totally see that happening, and I think that is a cool part of radio that a lot of other types of media you don't get.
Yep, I agree. I think it's cool. Hannah and I don't really want to go necessarily into radio when we're older, maybe, but...
You never know.
You never know, but, like, that's, like...
That could be fun.
Yeah, that's what we were saying, though, like, while we're at CBS, I mean, all the people there are so cool, and one of the questions that I actually asked the alum of Lafayette was, we don't come from a school that's known for broadcasting, that's known for radio. And I gave an example like Syracuse, because everybody knows who's a communications broadcast journalism major what the Newhouse School is. And she said it doesn't really matter about what school you come from, it's about, like, your passion and your drive about your major. So I thought that was really cool. And Hannah and I think, really appreciated the trip as a whole.
Yeah, definitely.
It wasn't just CBS Radio that we went to. There were multiple things that... Yeah. Multiple places, possible internships that we went to. So that was pretty cool. So that was our fall break. So we have a lot of topics to talk about. Hannah, do you want me to start?
Sure.
So Hannah and I just had our date party for our sorority mm-hmm. on Friday night.
That was fun.
It was fun. It was definitely different. Like, I thought it was really fun. I don't know. How was your experience?
It was definitely, like, a nice change up from the regular college going out scene. And
yeah, for sure. I like dressing up.
It was a great venue. You know, I feel like a good venue, it's like everyone is kind of in a central area. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, if you have everyone in one area dancing and having fun, then the party seems 10 times bigger than it is, and everyone gets along. And, you know, especially because it was members in our sorority that we're all friends with, we, like, just had such a great time. And
yeah.
It was nice to bring our dates out with us.
For sure.
And the music was good, so that was fun.
Yeah, definitely. And then we also, on Saturday, went to The Hunt.
Which was insane.
I think that was a definite one-time thing for me, personally.
What?
Yeah, for sure.
Why?
I'm not doing that again.
Why?
Because, okay, I think, all right. I think my biggest problem was having it after date night. So I was dead on Saturday morning when I woke up.
Same.
And we woke up at 8 a.m. and I just wanted to sleep. And I was, like, sleep deprived and just not in the greatest mood. So... I wanted to sleep, and then on top of that, it was, like, a really, like, annoyingly drunk people there that, like, low-key pissed me off a lot, but, I mean, I had fun with, like, my friends and stuff, but I don't know, I feel like that's just not the type of thing that's worth a $120 ticket.
I thought it was great.
Okay, there you go. That's the great thing about a radio show, people. Different opinions.
Okay. First of all, there were tons of people there. It was like tailgating on steroids. Then I got to see all of these people that I haven't seen in a while. Like, every time I turned a corner, I'd be like, oh my god, hey, so good to see you. And if we want, we can take this call.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, this is Dave from the Bronx.
Hi, Dave.
What's up?
Yeah, I got an issue that I don't know if you two can handle.
You don't know if what?
We can handle it?
I don't know if you can handle this issue.
No, we'll be able to handle it.
Lay it on us.
Last week, I was at the lunch with my son, Ned. We had a very fancy diner.
Nice.
And we got served orange juice, but instead of orange juice, I accidentally put in some rat poisoning, and my son now has 2 to 3 weeks to live.
Okay.
Why did you just hang up?
Because that's not funny. That's not funny. That's not funny at all.
And we know that's a joke, that one.
Thanks for the prank call, but that's not what we're here for. Moving on. Continue about the hunt, Hannah.
And also, it was in my favorite style, which is preppy, and everyone was decked out in, like, vests and plaid. And
it was definitely Hannah's thing. Like, I'm not the preppy... Okay, I'm preppy, like, I'm not, like, super preppy, and Hannah's, like, full-on, like, prepster compared to me, so I feel like it's a little different.
We should actually give some information about what the hunt is,
though. Oh, I feel like people don't know. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so the hunt is basically a tailgate for a horse race called the Far Hills Race Meeting, but its nickname is the hunt. And it's benefits Somerset Healthcare Foundation. And basically what's happened over the years is people now don't go for the horse race, but for the tailgate. And it's basically everyone in the tri-state area, Patriot League, college students, post-grad students, and people of older age, mm-hmm, that are like more locals. I mean, people travel from Amherst, Gettysburg, Delaware, just to go to this one day. That's how big of a deal it is.
It's a lot of different schools from across the East Coast, which is pretty cool. I saw some friends from BC and Villanova and Ithaca College, which is crazy. So all the way upstate New York that come all this way for this. So that's pretty cool. It was definitely cool seeing people from high school that I usually wouldn't see when I was home, but I don't know. I think, obviously, if everybody next year is going to, like, I'll go, but I'm not dying to go back. That's just my opinion.
This was the best weekend of my college career.
Oh, God. That's when you know people. All right. So we're going to move on.
Moving on at that note.
Okay, Hannah, do you want to do one of your topics? Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, so I have a silly topic to talk about, and then we can get more serious with my topic.
Go for it.
But before that, we do have a caller.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Oh, this is Batman.
Hi, Batman.
How are you?
Good. We're great.
Can you do me a favor?
Absolutely.
Can you fight off the clowns that have been coming to the Lehigh Valley area?
Oh, true that, Batman.
The joke has been after me, I know.
What?
Down, but I have a different issue.
What's your issue, Batman?
I was at a pool party with all my Gotham folks.
You're at a party with your Gotham folks?
Every day we went to a pool party.
Pool party? And you're in your costume?
I went in my costume, yes, and there was just one girl that. Real beautiful girl. I love on first sight, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
We were swimming around, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna get with her right now. So I decided to drown myself. You know, you're flailing everywhere, you know, splashing and stuff. and she got me, she pulled me out, you know, and gave me all the stuff, and I started making out with her immediately. You know, I felt her up a little bit, you know. You know, Spencer Bottom and stuff.
Okay,
like that.
We don't need the details.
It was amazing. It was the best day ever.
Yep, all right, keep going.
But it was a good time. But here's the problem. My friends were disgusted with my behavior. They don't think I should leave Gotham City anymore. But I think I still should, so how do I tell them that I apologize?
So your friends don't think that you should... What?
Your friends don't think I should rule Gotham City, you know?
Rule Gotham City because you tried making out with a girl.
Yeah, well, he thought I raped her.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that just escalated so quickly.
Well, if you did rape her, you should be arrested for that because that is illegal and wrong.
I went a little too far.
Okay, so then no, you should not be ruling Gotham City if you raped a girl.
Who's gonna stop the clown over there?
Spider-Man. Superman. I don't really care.
Spider-Man. Who's gonna stop the clown?
What? Yeah, he has like that web action going on with his fingers. No,
someone who doesn't do illegal things.
Batman gets the most
pussy,
you know that.
Okay,
goodbye. That was by far... Wow. What was that?
When Batman calls into your show.
Okay, Hannah, okay, continue.
So the issue I was going to talk about that's a little silly is that our friends from their loving, loving boyfriends, we all... enjoy hanging out with and being with, keep getting plants given to them.
They keep getting plants, and not just any plant, guys. Not just any plant. They're getting soil, like a bucket of soil, with either a singular plant or just multiple,
like a mom
flowers, like a mom plant.
And
we're here to tell them. There's a difference
between a plant and a flower.
This is what we're here to tell you guys, the difference between a plant and a flower. So, for example, a flower, it has a stem, usually, and they're wrapped in some kind of, what's that, what's the material called, Hannah?
Tissue paper.
Well, it's like tissue paper, but then there's also like that like thin...
Yeah, the plastic.
Plastic around it. So, to the guys out there, if you're trying to get your girlfriend flowers... Get them ones with stems and make them multiple flowers, not just one in dirt. They don't want dirt.
We are not moms.
We are not. We're not trying.
We don't have a home.
We're not trying to put on our gloves and garden in our backyards. We're trying to put them in a vase and put water in them and show them off to our friends in our room.
Yes. And here's a few flowers I feel like girls like.
What's your favorite flower?
Peonies.
What is... I don't know which one that one is.
You don't know what peonies are?
No, like I don't know flowers.
They're like wedding-y flowers that have like that are pink, and they're like kind of closed, thicker, like a bunch of petals on top of each other.
My favorite is my very mom's. Pretty. It's called a peony. Do you know what that is?
Are you sure that's not a peony?
Is it a peony? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Wait, is it the big one?
Pull it up, and I'll tell you.
Okay.
Some other good flowers are... sunflowers, roses.
That one.
Yeah.
That's your favorite?
That's my favorite.
That's my favorite. Yeah, good ass, Hannah.
Can you pronounce that one more time?
Isn't it peony? No, I'm going to say it
peony?
Wrong. Peony? Oh, peony.
It's peony.
I said peony, and you said
no,
peony.
No, you said peony.
No, I didn't say peony.
Trust me. I was like, what flower is she saying?
I did not say... Okay.
We can hear the tape later.
Okay.
What are some other ones? Lilac.
Tulips.
These are pretty flowers. Also, get them a nice bouquet. You know, flowers can get very tacky very quickly.
True.
So, some places, if you're looking to go more grocery store, Whole Foods. Whole Foods has great flowers. And they can also...
Wait, flowers, when have you bought flowers at Whole Foods?
All the time.
What?
Yep.
That's so random.
No, it's not. They're pretty. And then another thing is flowers do get expensive, so be careful when you're buying them.
True.
That you don't go over your budget.
And, like, at the same time, girls aren't trying to look for expensive flowers, you know what I mean? Like, they're just looking for just flowers.
I don't know if a boy wants to buy me expensive flowers.
Okay, so Hannah has a different, mindset, but
listen... Like, I appreciate, flowers, and I know how much flowers can cost. So, like, I feel like some girls don't know how much flowers can cost. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree.
So, you gotta be careful.
They're expensive.
That. Mm-hmm. And they're very nice. So, listen, like, call in, guys, if you've ever gotten, people to...
And if you're just out flower shopping right now and need to call us and need to make a delivery, then let us know and we can help you.
But also call in if you guys have ever gotten, like, a bad gift from one of your boyfriends.
Also, just to correct myself, it's not Saran, whatever we said. It's cellophane.
Cellophane.
That's surrounding them.
And also, no baby breath and flowers, okay? It's tacky. It's just tacky.
Yeah. All right. So, no plants. Stay away from the plants. If it has,
step one.
If it has dirt, if you can see dirt or soil at the bottom of the flower, just don't buy it. Just save your money.
Yeah.
Just what's the point? You feel me?
All right. Okay, Aiden, do next. One of your issues.
Okay. All right, let's go to the list. Tips for meeting your boyfriend's family for the first time.
Ooh, I like this
Thank
one.
You, thank you.
That's a good one.
Okay, so recently, one of my friends met her boyfriend's family for the first time, and she wanted some tips on what to do, even though she's had three prior boyfriends and whatever. That's her own personal issue, but... she was wondering what tips she should do for the next time she speaks to them because she's only met them one previous time. Hannah, what is your opinion?
I mean, obviously meeting your boyfriend's parents is a big deal. I also think, though, a lot of times that your boyfriend is kind of like their family, obviously, because that's the setting they grew up in. So if your boyfriend likes you, there's a nicer chance that the family will, too. But you definitely want a good impression and a good start, because they will judge you off of that, and they will take your first date and always like look back on that. Whenever going in, I'm definitely just try to act as polite and nice as I can, and respectable, and like always, you know, if it's dinner, I always offer to like help clean up or anything like that. I also feel like you just need to just be yourself and try to make conversation. Maybe, you know, go in with some conversation ideas. Make a list. I've done that before.
You've made a list before going to your boyfriend's house?
Yeah, but not with the parents for my boyfriend. Not my current boyfriend.
Okay, yeah.
No, I promise.
Oh, God.
But, like, sometimes in the past, like, I've been nervous. Now I'm used to it, obviously, being with a boy. But when I was, like, younger, I'd get nervous. So I would just make a list of, like, topics we could talk about.
Would you bring it with you?
It would be on my phone notes.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay. Wow. Okay, so I have a different mindset than that. Not a mindset. I kind of have the same mindset, but I've never, ever made a list before in my life, I think.
Okay, that's just an idea if you're nervous to, like...
No, but talk. I think that everyone's going to be nervous the first time, like, no matter what, and no matter how many times you've done it in the past, like, it's a new set of parents that you're going to meet, and I know this is going to sound very cliche and tacky, but... You really just have to be yourself. I mean, your boyfriend's dating you for a reason, and they clearly like you for a reason. So I think that it's necessary for you to just go in there with the same mindset as you would talk to your boyfriend.
That's what I just said.
I know. I said I agreed with you, but I didn't do
the
notes. Okay. Whatever.
Okay.
But I definitely think that being yourself and just taking everything as they come and... trying to make conversation, I think that's the biggest point. You don't want to just sit there and you want to start the conversation rather than just wait for it to come to you.
I also think a firm handshake is important.
Very true.
Like, just, at least for me, my pet peeve is people that don't have a firm handshake. I'm like, what is wrong? Just, like, put it out there. It just shows an automatic lack of confidence, okay? So, just do it. It's a life lesson, and all I'm saying is if I ever have a son or daughter whose boyfriend or girlfriend comes in and doesn't give me a firm handshake, I'm automatically going to be turned off.
Yeah. I think my advice for the girl that's going to be meeting the parents for the second time in a few weeks, I think be yourself to a point where you're not saying weird things, but... I think you just gotta do you and be confident and don't show that you're nervous, because you're obviously going to be nervous, but don't be nervous.
Also, one more thing, when you're with your boyfriend or girlfriend, like, don't be too touchy. I feel like that's a huge, like, I don't know. I feel like some couples would, like, go in and, like, be, like, kissy and, like, touchy. And it's just gross. Like, nobody wants to see that. And especially the person's parents. Especially when you're a teenager, okay? Nobody wants to see that.
Agreed. Okay, we have a caller. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Spider-Man.
Oh, my gosh. What's good? So, what's good, Spidey?
Don't call me that.
Okay. Yikes.
So my son. Stop. My son got back from the hospital last week.
Okay.
And he's got AIDS.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Funny story behind that. I know it doesn't sound funny, but funny
it's,
story
yeah,
behind
it's
that.
Yeah, it's not funny. You may have given it to him. Okay, we're going to hang up now. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, it's Aiden's mom calling to say how...
Yep, goodbye, Colleen. Okay, we're going to move on. No, what do you... No, not a chance.
This is Travison. If I was answering the phone tonight, I would keep that phone call going.
No, that's just not a thing, ever.
Mommy, you can call in if you want.
You can't start the thing. Okay.
I have kind of a question / issue to build off of the topic you brought up. What if your boyfriend or girlfriend's parents gives you the cold shoulder?
I don't think that's a thing.
Like, automatic. No, that's totally a thing. Like, if they already have a problem with you, like, let's say you have a nose piercing and they don't like your nose piercing.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah. Do you remember that show on MTV?
Yeah, called,
What's it called? What's that show called? Yes.
Parental Guidance.
Is it?
We're looking it up, people. Yep, I know.
No, that's a movie. Parent dating show on MTV. Parental control. I watched that show. I kid you not. It was on every Saturday morning.
It was so good.
And I would wake up and watch it from 9 a.m. to noon. Every single
okay,
morning.
So that show on MTV is basically where the parents wouldn't like their child's girlfriend or boyfriend. So they would set them, like the mom would choose a boy or girl, and the dad would choose a boy or girl that they think would be right for their daughter and or son, and basically have them go on dates. And then at the end of the show, the child would choose whether to stick with their
current boyfriend or girlfriend,
or go for the new ones.
But what was kind of messed up about the show is while the girl or the boy would go on the new dates with the parents, how it would work is the mom would choose one new date and the dad would choose one new date. So in the end, they would have three to choose from, the original or the two new ones. And basically, obviously, the parents want to see the child choose a new date. But there's a lot of shows and a lot of episodes where the girl or guy chose their current boyfriend or girlfriend.
Well, obviously. I mean, if you're in a relationship and you, like, love that person, you're not going to then just go to this newbie. And
I know, but it shows that, like,
it's
parents...
It's also a show.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I'm trying to, like... You know what I mean?
Answer. Answer.
No.
We have a caller. Answer.
No, I'm not...
I'll answer.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
The word is teams.
Thank you, Mr. Travison.
Let's go with that. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my god.
Aiden's dad for you people.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, that's just tying into it. I think that if the parents give you a cold shoulder, I think that's not a conversation they should have with. I think that's something they need to talk about that with their son or daughter about
that's
their girlfriend
so
or boyfriend. I think that's not something they.
Obviously, like there's something going on before the boyfriend or girlfriend already walked through the door. Like, they already had kind of opinion, I think, a lot of times. So, yeah. And I think that for at least some parents, like, if the child's like, listen, like, this is my lover and I want you to be happy because I'm happy, they'll probably come around. But who knows?
Agreed.
Some parents are cray-cray.
Yep.
Okay.
Next, do you want to do one of yours?
Next topic. Sure. So I got a little political. Okay. So basically, everyone who at least lives in America and doesn't live under a rock probably heard about Donald Trump's
wife
comments on women in a video, and I don't know who I'm voting for yet, so I'm not trying to make this bias at all, but
surprised you don't.
Yeah, I don't. I thought I did, but it's been kind of weird. So I have a few things to talk about on this Trump and what has come out since. So to start, I'm just going to start with a Cosmo article that came out today. And, you know, obviously Cosmo is a woman's magazine. Women are basically probably the only ones really reading it. And they definitely are more Democratic because they're pro-women. And what he said is just not pro-women. And so these statistics are definitely biased. But here are what Cosmo Reader said. Is the candidate a role model for children in America? For Donald Trump, 7% of people said yes. And for Hillary Clinton, 53% people said yes. That's a really low number.
Can I see that?
Yeah. One second. Then, were you satisfied with Donald Trump's explanation of locker room talk to characterize his remarks in a leaked tape?
No.
81% said no. 19% said yes.
No.
And this was one of my favorite questions. Which family would you rather be a member of? Kardashians, Clintons, Trumps, or none of the above?
None of the
24%
above.
24% said Kardashians. 21% said Clintons. 9% said Trump, and 46% said none of the above.
So I'm with the, I agree with all the ones that are the highest.
None of the above are Kardashians?
None of the above. Yeah. We know your answer, Hannah.
Well, I could be a little bit pro-Kardashian, but I just want to be like a side member, like maybe a Brody Jenner, like not really.
Oh my God, okay, we're going to change the topic. Okay,
but my main thing is, then today, Melania Trump spoke for the first time, and she basically said that, you know, it was boys talk, and he didn't even know he was being recorded, and it was years ago, and it's not the man that she knows, and she did forgive him, and she hopes that America can forgive him, too. Now, on top of that, Billy Bush, the man that he was talking to, is now leaving NBC effective immediately, and he's been with NBC for like ever, as long as I can remember, at least since 2005. So that's a big deal, and so obviously NBC is not okay with these comments. That's basically their take on it if they're telling him to leave. So what are your opinions, if you want to speak, Aiden?
I mean, I don't really have, I'm just so over this election, to be honest. I'm not over it. I'm just kind of sick of everybody going back and forth between this. And I think that at this point, a lot of people are not going to agree with me. And, like, that's completely fine because everybody has the right to their own opinion. But I think that at this point, I don't believe that this third debate is going to sway people one way or the other. I think at this point, everybody knows who they want to vote for.
Unless someone says something really wrong.
Agreed, but at this point, I think that during the debates and everything else online, that the paparazzi and people that just want to frame one of the candidates for something, they're just going on and don't like this. I don't even know how to explain it. They're trying to focus in on the smallest things to try to make them look like a bad person. And I just think this has been going on for so long, and obviously it's a huge deal. I mean, this is the person that's going to decide all these things for the next 4 years for our country, but I just think that this is just kind of dragging on at this point, and I'm just over everybody arguing over it, because
I
know who I'm voting for. So
you know who you're voting for?
Yeah, but I'm not disclosing that over the radio.
Yeah, obviously. So yeah, I think that this debate, we'll see what happens. It should be another interesting show. You know, SNL keeps making an interesting, some very interesting and really funny videos about it. And I'm kind of excited to watch tomorrow. I'm not kind of. I am excited to watch tomorrow.
The debate tomorrow, yeah,
and see
too.
What happens with it. But I do think that what he said was wrong. And another thing that happened was Amherst's soccer team, boys' soccer team, wrote a letter that in the Huffington Post that basically said, like, that called him out and was like, that's not what's said in our locker room, because, you know, they did say that Donald Trump's reasoning was basically, it was boy talk, locker room talk, not meant to get into the public. And Amherst College is saying that's not how we speak. And so that was kind of a nice viewpoint. I know, like, for me as a girl to, like, hear that. I even shared the article on Facebook, and it's gotten tons of shares, about 10,000, so in 2 days. So, yeah. That's my political
topic. Hold
on,
we have a caller real quick. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Superman? No, they hung up. I don't know. I was just going to go for it. First, it was Batman, then Spider-Man. I mean, Wonder Woman. Like, I don't really know.
This is Superman.
Okay. So, I have some topics, Hannah, that I still wrote down. So, let's one second. One. We have another caller.
What's your
issue? This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
So, you guys are girls, right?
Yeah.
No.
This is Anthony Portell, by the way.
This is what?
Anthony Portell.
What's up?
So, what would you guys think about a guy sucking a fart out of a girl's ass?
Oh my God! No, no, no,
no!
That's literally disgusting.
I don't know. So my friends are telling me to do it because I just got a girlfriend, and they were like, girls are totally into that.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I mean, I personally don't know one girl that would like that. So.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah, definitely no. Don't do that.
Yeah.
All right,
thank you. No problem.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, Hannah, now that we're midway through the semester, how do you not procrastinate and stay with all of your schoolwork? That's not English. Sorry.
I do procrastinate, and I don't stay with my schoolwork.
You actually don't procrastinate compared to me.
Okay, not compared to Aiden. Aiden leaves everything. I feel like we've talked about this a few times, but until like 12 o'clock at night for something to do at 8 a.m. Can't do that.
Actually, I don't have class till 11, so.
All right, well.
But yeah, I'm a procrastinator, but at the same time, I get things done. I have never not turned in an assignment on time, or I've never not gotten a bad grade like from it.
Yeah, there's procrastinating, and then there's being late. There's a difference.
Yeah, no, that's a difference.
But what I will say is that I would say keeping a schedule is important. On Mondays, I like to write out everything, or on Sunday nights, I have like to write out everything I have for the week and tape it on my desk so I'm constantly reminded and not missing an assignment. You know, in college, we definitely have a lot of time to do things, so you just have to take advantage of that time.
You might have a lot of time to do things. I feel like I have no time anymore to do anything.
Really?
Yeah. Today was, like, my one relaxed day.
Today I had a really nice relaxed day, so maybe I'm, like, coming off of that, where I'm like, everything's great.
Yeah.
But sometimes not everything's great. Sometimes everything is awful.
We have a caller, Hannah. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hello?
Hello?
Is it right if I get a little personal? Because, like...
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Alright. Okay, well... I was with this girl, and she... Like, she got into bed with me, and then I pulled my pants down, and she was like, is that all you got? And I was just like, I'm sorry. What do I do about that? Should I get
that,
like,
girl sounds like a very stuff? Mean girl.
I don't think she
sounds like the right girl for you to be with.
So I shouldn't get a penis enlargement drug?
No, no.
That's the third time that's happened.
Yeah, I think that you shouldn't be with that girl. She's gonna make those comments because that's not nice.
Okay. Right.
Like, I'm sure she has her own issues. So.
Yeah, that she's not telling you about.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
she has really small boobs. So, like, okay. I could have made fun of her for that.
I mean, yeah, but you didn't. There's no point. You didn't because you shouldn't. Don't.
There's no point of making fun of her because you need to be, like, you need to be the bigger person in the situation.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, it's sad. That is sad.
Okay. I have so many things to talk about, so this is going to be great.
Okay.
Which to choose? Which to choose? This is a good one. This might actually, a lot of people might relate to. It's an actual kind of a dark topic, but we're going to do it anyway.
Okay.
So, I have a friend who goes to a different school who is starting, not to get pressured into, but around them, there are a lot of drugs that are being used. A lot of people are using drugs around them, and they do not want to partake in it, and they feel the pressure to do so, but don't, but they don't know how to say no.
Interesting. I could definitely see how that would be kind of like, in a way scary, because you know, you want to obviously be friends with these people if you're constantly surrounded by them.
Agreed.
And you probably don't want to, like, not look cool, and you don't want them talking about you being, like, whatever. But honestly, like, the fact that they're doing the drugs, they're wrong in the first place. And if they are good friends, they're not going to, like, judge you for it.
Exactly.
I personally don't like to be friends with people that do drugs. It's just not me. Maybe you should find new friends. If not, and if you don't want to, like, maybe you should just have a discussion with them and just be really honest and just be like, listen, guys, like, I love you guys as friends, but, like, doing drugs is just not my thing. And, like I just don't want to be judged for it. And, like, you know, yeah, I would just say that straight up, because I think it looks worse when people constantly are making up, like, are making up things for not doing things. I think that's where I get annoyed. Like, you know, if my, like, let's just say with my friends when I was younger, like, they would be like, oh, I'm too tired to go somewhere or whatever. But meanwhile, their parents would just say no, and they wouldn't want to admit that their parents would just say no. And, like, I hated that, you know? Just be, like, just be straight up with people. Just be like, listen, I'm not into that. So don't ask me to do it again.
I think that...
And they'll be like, oh, okay. Right?
Yeah, I think that... I mean, peer pressure is definitely something that leaves middle school. I think that it goes through your whole life. I mean, I know people who are much older than me who have been peer pressured into doing stuff that they don't want to do, and they don't do it. But I think that when it comes to college, I completely agree with you, Hannah, where they want to seem cool, and they want to be like, oh, like, we do drugs, like, you should do it too, because we're cool, and we're in college, and whatever. But I think that they are your friends, and in my opinion, and Hannah, don't take offense to this either, I don't agree with everything my friends do. I think that a lot of people don't agree with everything that their friends do, and but that's,
I, like, agree with that.
But that's, like, the beauty of being you, and I think that you just need to be you, and if you're not going to agree with what everybody does in this world, like, you're going to have your own opinion. So I think that you need to live your life, and if you're surrounded by it, then just, if you don't feel comfortable doing it, then don't do it. But I don't agree that you should drop your friends because of it, but I don't think that, I don't know where I'm going with this.
Definitely first try to, like, talk to them and just be open about it, but if they keep getting up in your grill, you could say, like, maybe it's time to move on, in a way.
Agreed. We have a caller. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Good, how are you?
Good.
I didn't ask.
Okay, keep going. So, I've got a small issue.
Sorry. Right.
Not too serious. All right, so I'm dating a girl, a very nice girl.
Aww.
From my town.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. I know. We're great. And she's a little younger than me. She's around the 12, 13 marker.
Wait, how old are
12,
you?
12, 13 years old?
How old am I?
Yes.
You know, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I'm 45.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
No, like, we have a great relationship.
Wait, and she's 12 years younger, or she's 12 years old?
I mean, 12, realistically, 13. That What's could be your daughter, and then, sort of realistically, that could be your granddaughter.
No.
Yeah, no, Hannah's right. And you have gone through way more. I mean, she's literally in 7th grade, probably learning.
Less than 7th grade, but 6th grade.
Okay, probably learning how to, like, multiply right now. And hey, you're working a full-time job.
You know what? She gets great heads, so.
Okay, goodbye. All right,
bye.
Okay. It's disgusting. That's, I'm not, no.
People are disgusting. Okay. I have more topics.
That's
I don't
also
know if
illegal.
You. Yeah.
A lot of people call in with a lot of illegal things. Everyone's just doing illegal things around here.
Agreed. I have more topics. I don't know if you do. Do you want me to say mine?
Yeah, you can say yours and I'll pull up mine.
Cool. Okay, so. How long does it take to get over a breakup?
Until you find another boy.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, fully.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all.
Really?
Yeah, no. I think that's the worst way to get over it.
No, if you're jumping from one to another, I think that's a problem. But I think, in a way, partly why you want your ex is because you're lonely. But, and in that aspect, like, you're not fully over him. Because you're like, when you think of a time that you weren't lonely, you think about him. And so then once you are with someone, you are no longer lonely anymore. And you have something fully distracting you, and that, hopefully, you're really happy with, and you just are totally, totally moved on.
I don't know how to word this. I think that it's, okay, it's obviously different if you're the person breaking up with someone, or if you're the person being broken up with, but I think that both people in the situation hurt no matter what.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think even if you're the person to break up with someone, you're still, you might not care. Or,
but also, when you break up with someone, like, that doesn't mean that you necessarily want it to be over in some cases. Like, in some cases, you're like, you break up with someone because you're not necessarily getting, like, the attention that you think you deserve.
No, I agree.
Even though you still want that person.
But I think that each person hurts in the situation no matter what, even if it's, like, neutral, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But
I don't believe in neutral breakups, okay?
I mean, I do believe in them, and I don't believe in them. I, like, kind of do, but kind of don't. But I think that you get over your breakup once you... Another cliche moment, sorry. I think, like, when you kind of find, like, yourself again, if that makes sense. Like, I kind of feel like your whole relationship, you've kind of been relying on that person to make you happy, and you kind of have to find, like, the happiness by yourself.
Yeah, but that just sounds like an unhealthy relationship.
Relationship from the start, yeah.
Like, I would never be in a relationship and not be happy without, like I would not be in a relationship and only, like, all my happiness would be because of that one person.
Agreed.
Like, my happiness comes from a lot of places, people, okay? I've got good friends, good fam, good times. Like, I don't need my boyfriend just for my happiness. It's, like, an added bonus that, like, makes life more fun, but...
Completely agree. You're up.
So, this isn't really an issue, but it's another current event. I'm, like, the current events spieler of the night. So, according to the RBC Capital Markets, which managed to track down 536 millennials to survey them, the bank found that these consumers overwhelmingly prefer to spend their money on experiences rather than goods. Do you feel like you do that too, or
do what?
Spend your money on experiences over goods.
No.
Really?
I spend my money on food.
Okay, we definitely spend the most money on our food, but I feel like when it comes, at least for me, like when it comes to Christmas time or birthdays, recently, like I'm older, I don't really want as much like stuff as I want to like go
experiences.
Out and do
completely
something.
Agree.
Like, I'd rather like have my mom pay for a night in the city for me than get like and like with like my friends and have those great memories rather than a shirt that I'm probably gonna lose in like a month.
Agreed.
And also though, I kind of feel like this has to do with social media.
Why?
Because I think like now we have social media like Facebook and Instagram. We're constantly seeing pictures of people doing things, and it's cool to like take pictures of yourself doing things, and you're just, I feel like, more exposed to so much going on. Like, even in the city, like following, like, let's say New Fork City, I see all these restaurants. Shout out to our sorority sister. I see all of these restaurants, like, that I want to go visit now. And so I feel like that makes me go pay for, like, the experience of doing that.
Yep. Agreed. Oh, we have a caller.
No.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
I'm good, Harris.
We're great.
We're good. Got the giggles over there? All right, good talk. Okay. Nope, I just put him on hold. Okay, so I agree with that. I definitely think experiences over items at this point in our life.
Yeah.
I think that when we graduate from college, though, I think it's going to kind of be more things again, though, than experiences. Because you kind of have to get your life together.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. So you've got issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, sorry about that last call.
It's okay.
You're good.
So, I've got a small issue.
Alright. You got a what issue?
A small.
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 Alright.
Alright, so, I'm a freshman at Lafayette College.
Aww.
Represent!
And, every, Tuesday night, I have a lot of homework, and, my roommate plays this radio show put on by these two girls at the school. I don't know what it's called. It's really bad. Really shitty radio show.
Oh. And, okay. Must not be ours, then.
No. I don't think it is. And I don't know. It might be. Who knows? Probably. Okay. Exactly.
Probably not.
And, it's really... Anyway, that's just a side story. Anyway, so, recently, so I'm a freshman, like I said before. I started dating my, college professor. She's not, you know, she's like 29, I think.
And,
believe it or not, I got her pregnant. So, here we are with a kid, and, delivered the other day.
Congrats!
And, it's pretty fucked up. So, you know, you give me some advice from, you know.
Okay, so I don't think that's a small issue at all.
It's a huge issue.
That's a really
and
big
I think
issue.
You definitely need to have communication, and you might be kicked out of the college. I don't necessarily know.
Yeah, I think
policy.
You're
going to
get kicked out of the college.
I kind of have this weird feeling that dating a professor is legal, but I don't.
The thing came out, and I was like, what the fuck? I don't know what to do with him now.
You don't know what to do with him now?
No. Yeah,
well, now you're
right,
the dad.
I might do the old right there, Fred, right out the window.
No. Oh, my God.
That's not okay.
I don't know. What would you suggest?
You need to take responsibility for your actions.
I mean, I could always pull the old
and
take him out to
No, okay, I'm hearing that.
That's so dark.
Okay,
I can't
deal with that.
And it is our last minute. So,
Hannah, any other last questions or comments or concerns?
Tonight's been a very interesting show. We got some really interesting and mostly disgusting and also illegal questions.
Very illegal.
But then again, thank you guys for calling in, because we always love to get callers.
Agreed. I think definite great mix of phone calls and issues tonight, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. And we will be back next Tuesday at 8. So thanks so much for listening, and see you guys next week. You just listened to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Travison.
And I'm Hannah Darty.
And you just listened to You've Got Issues. Good
night,
everyone.
Guys. I don't feel